Today's shir is Masech Tahariyah Staff Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Beis on the Beis, two lines from the bottom. We had learned in the previous shir that the halacha is that if Beis Din issues an erroneous psak, and most of Klal Yisrael, and we will, Imit Hashem, define as we get deeper into the Masech to what most of Klal Yisrael means. But if most of Klal Yisrael follows that erroneous psak, the halach is that Beis Din brings a parhel mdavash al tzibur, and the individuals do not have to bring the carbon chatos that they normally would have to bring. What would be the halacha if it's not most of Klal Yisrael who did this, who followed the erroneous psak of Beis Din? Will they be mechuyev a carbon chatos or not? So our Mishnah indicates that they would not be chayiv a carbon chatos. However, as we learned in the previous year, that this is really the subject of a machloikis tanoim, and the Gemara identified that it was Rav Yehuda who holds that under such circumstances there is no chayiv carbon chatos. The Rabbanan hold there is a chayiv carbon chatos. And the Gemara, at the end of our previous year, actually quoted two brises. One brise is saying that there is no chiyuv karban chatos. Another brise is saying that there is a chiyuv karban chatos. And the Gemara said that the first brise is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which there is no chiyuv karban chatos, and the second brise is following the opinion of Rabbanan, where there is a chiyuv karban chatos. However, both of those brises are anonymous brises. And the way that we show them frame the Gemara's question now is as follows. The way we're learning now, we indeed have two anonymous brises, one saying that there's no chiyuv karban chatos, one saying that there is a chiyuv karban chatos, and we're saying that the brise that says that there's no chiyuv karban chatos follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And that's the opinion of our Mishnah. Which would mean that our Mishnah is following the opinion of a Yochid, not the opinion of a Rabbim. And the Gemara's question is, if the Brises are anonymous, wouldn't it be better to identify that the anonymous Brise that concurs with our Mishnah is the opinion of the Rabbanon? And that's where we begin the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Michti, Tavayu Stamitanan. Both Brises are Stam Brises. So why do we say that the first brisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, or the brisa follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, and therefore it'll turn out that our Mishnah is following the Das Yochid? Why don't we just say the opposite, and therefore attribute the first brisa to the opinion of the Rabbanan, and it'll turn out that our Mishnah is following the opinion of the Rabbanan? Answers the Gemara. How did we learn in the first brisa? The first brisa quoted a pasuk. And the pasuk says, "Im nefesh achas tachta b'shkoga b'asoisa," and the Gemara said that that represents three miyutim. Says the Gemara, "Man sham by the darsh miyutu kai gavna." Who do we have? Who do we normally follows this type of a limud? Rabbi Yehuda he. For we find elsewhere Rabbi Yehuda learns this way. The Tanya, there's another brayse that says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Zois tayrus ha'ola, he ha'ola amot al mizbeach kol halayla." That the Torah teaches us that the avoda should take place by day, but the halacha is that a carbon oila that was put on the mizbeach by day is allowed to be continued to burn by night. Certainly, similarly, any carbon whose dam was nizrak by day is allowed to be put on the mizbeach by night. And the halacha goes even further, that once a carbon was put up on the Mizbeach at night, it may remain there at night. But the pasuk says, Zois Torah Sa'oila, he hare elu shloish miyutim. So we learn from this pasuk three miyutim. We learn from here that a carbon that was slaughtered at night, or a carbon whose dam was spilled before it was sprinkled on the Mizbeach, or a carbon whose dam was taken out of the Azara, there, even if that carbon was put on the Mizbeach, it should be removed. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda follows this style of Shloish Miyutim. So therefore, since this first brisa follows that style, it makes sense to say that that brisa is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore our Mishnah also is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Bibai Seima, a diamond mutzus l'mukum skrib Yehuda. It's difficult to say that our brisa, the second brisa, is following the opinion of Yehuda, because what does the second brisa say? The Tani, it says in that brisa, Roiv kol shechatu. And most of the tzivah did the aveira, Bezdin mevim aydein par. Then Bezdin brings a parhelm dovish at tzibra. Says the Gemara, if that brisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, vi Rabbi Yehuda, v'hamet tzibra hu demaisi. We're going to learn on daf hey, a machloikas tanom, who exactly brings the parhelm dovish at tzibra. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that it's the tzibra that brings the carbon parhelm dovish at tzibra. The community. Not Bezdin. Bezdin loy. It's not Bezdin who brings the parhelm dovish tzibur. The Tanan, as we're going to learn in the Mishnah on Daf Hey, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, if seven Shvatim do an Aveira, Mevi'in Shavim Parham, they have to bring seven parhelm dovish tzibur. It's the tzibur that brings it, not the Bezdin. So this second brisa that indicates that it's the Bezdin that brings the parhelm dovish tzibur clearly cannot be following the opinion of Rav Yehuda, because, and therefore, by deduction, if the second brisa is in Rav Yehuda's opinion, it must be the first brisa that's following the opinion of Yehuda. Ask the Rishash, why does the Gemara bring a raya from the safe of that Mishnah? The Rishah says, Har Bezdin v'asa kol akul aruba al piyim, Yehuda oimer, shnei masa shvatim v'im shnei masa parim. So why don't we bring a raya from the Sefer? Why don't we bring a raya from the Reisha? Answers the Rishash. If we only had the Reisha, we would say that the halacha is that indeed there are that many parim brought, equal to the amount of shvatim, but who pays for those parim? The Bezdin. It's only the Sefer that says clearly that it's the Bezdin, that it's the shvatim that pay and not the Bezdin, which is clearly contradictory to what Rabbi Yehuda has been saying in this, clearly contradictory to what Rabbi Yehuda has been saying in this Gemara. Says the Gemara from Nachman Mishmu. From Nachman Mishmu, again, we're looking to identify, says the Gemara, a machloikas tanon, who is the Tana that holds that even if a yachid or yechidim follow the sack of Bezdin, they don't have to bring a carbon chatas, which is the opinion of our Mishnah. And who says that if it's only Yechidim, a carbon chatas must be brought? Rav Nachman Mishmur says that it's, Rav Nachman says that it's a machloikis remain the chachamim. Zudiv Rameya, this is the opinion of Rameya. Ava chachamim, the chachamim of the opinion, yochid shahayah sabarois bezdin chayiv. That if it's a yochid that followed bezdin's incorrect psak, then the chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. Ask the Gemara, Meir Rabbanim, where do we find that it's, where do we find this machlokes or Meir Rabbanim? The Tanya, it says in a Braisa, Hayru v'asu, if Bezdin Paskin and the people followed the Psak, Rameya Poiter, Chom Machayvin. And this Braisa is a very ambiguous Braisa. The Braisa doesn't tell us what the case is, what Potter, what's Chayv. And the Gemara begins to analyze perhaps what is pshat in the brisa. Man osu. What does it mean osu? Ilema bezdin. If the brisa means that it's bezdin who's the one that followed their erroneous psak, ask the Gemara, my tam the rabbanon the mechayvi. Why would the rabbanon say that there's a chiyuv of a parhelm dovish or tzibur in such a case? But Tanya, have we not learned? Yochel hayre bezdin. Vosu bezdin. It's Bezdin who issued the erroneous psak, and they are the one that followed it. Yoch liyei chayovim. We would think that they're chayiv a parhelm dovish at tzibur. Tamaloymer hakol v'asu. The pasuk uses the words v'asu next to the word v'akol. Masa tali b'kol. When we look at who did or didn't do the act, we look at the community. For who wrought will be Bezdin. And the psak, that's where we look at Bezdin. So there is no chayiv of a, says the Gemara, of a parhelm dovish or tzibur. There is no chiv for Parhel and Dovla Shotzibur if it's just the Bezdin who followed the erroneous Psak? Ella, what is the case? Hayru Bezdin. Bezdin issued an erroneous Psak. V'rasu Roiv Kol. And most of the community followed that Psak. Ask the Gemara if that's the case that this Bryce is referring to. My Talmud Ramei the Poiter. So why would Rameya hold that there's no Chiyah Parahel and Dovah Shotzibur? That's the classical case of Parahel and Dovah Shotzibur, where Bezdin issues an erroneous Psak, and most of Klal Yisrael follows that erroneous Psak. Elo, Lav, what must the case that this Bryce is referring to be? It's referring to a case for Hayru Bezdin, where Bezdin issued an erroneous Psak, V'asu Miyit Kol, and some of the community followed that Psak. Masa Ubakimufki, and the Machloikas of the Remain Rabbanan is exactly this point. Masa Varamei is of the opinion that Yachit Shasab by Ross Bezdin Potter, that if Yachit followed the erroneous Psak of a Bezdin, then he's Potter from Karmel Chatos. Masa Var, whereas the Rabbanan are of the opinion that Yachit Shasab by Ross Bezdin, Chayiv, that a Yachit who followed the erroneous Psak of Bezdin is Chayiv in a Karmel Chatos. Tosfos asks that why don't we say that the nafkamina is not by a yochid, but nafkamina will be if many people, but not roiv of the tzibur, follow that erroneous psak. Says Tosfos that as we have been learning al gemaris, there is no precedent to differentiate between a yochid or somebody who's not a yochid, as long as it's not the tzibur. There are only two categories. There's a tzibur, a roiv tzibur, or not roiv tzibur. There are no other categories, and therefore it's difficult, says Tosfos, to assume that there should perhaps be a third category. So, in other words, what we're up to right now is the Gemara is suggesting that this is the machloikis of Ramei and Rabbanon, and our Mishnah will follow the opinion of Ramei. Am Rapapa, says Rapapa, we don't need to explain that that is the machloikis of. That's the way to understand the machloikas of Ramei and the Chachamim. Rather, the Kulei Alma, everybody could agree, Yochid she'asa by Ross Bezdin Potter, that if a Yochid follows the Pesach of Bezdin, he's Potter for Karmel Chatos. And as the Rishonim point out, the Gemara could have just as easily said, the Kulei Alma, everybody agrees that Yochid she'asa by Ross Bezdin, if a Yochid follows the Pesach of Bezdin, he's Chai for Karmel Chatos. Why did the Gemara prefer to say this? Because the Gemara prefers, say the Rishonim, to say that the psak of the Mishnah that said that Yochid she'asa by Ross Bezdin should be the psak of everybody, not just the psak of one opinion. So we're saying that everybody agrees, we want everybody to agree with the opinion cited in our Mishnah. And again, says the Gemara, the Kulama, everybody will agree that Yochid she'asa by Ross Bezdin, that a Yochid that followed the psak of a Bezdin, as our Mishnah taught us, the halacha will be that he's potter. And what is the machloikis therefore of Ramei and the Chachamim? Ela Bezdin Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur Kamifki. The machloikis between Ramei and the Chachamim is if a Bezdin could be included. We've been discussing numerous times in our shiurim that you have to have a roiv tzibur to be chayiv a karmel chatos. And the shaila is, could Bezdin be included in that group? El Bezdin Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur Kamifki. Masover, the Rabbanon hold, Bezdin Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur. Bezdin could be included in deciding if we have a roiv of Klal Yisrael who did this Aveira. And Masover, and Ramei is of the opinion, and Bezdin Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur. Bezdin cannot be included in that number, because as we learned earlier in this year, according to Ramei, Bezdin's role is limited to a role of being in a position of paskening. Their actions are not considered relevant when it comes to decide the halacha of Parhel Dover Shotzibur. Vibay Seima, another way of explaining the machloikis of Ramei and Rabbanan is Hayru Bezdin Vasaruba Shokol. Bezdin paskin, and most of the community followed their psak. And who is the opinion of the Chachamim that's being referred to in this Braisa? Rav Shimon. It refers to the opinion of Rav Shimon that we're going to learn later, Rav Shimon's opinion in Daf Hei. Domar, Rav Shimon's opinion is Sibur Maisi Ubezna Maisi. The both that Sibur has to bring a prior Helm Dovish at Sibur, and does the both the Tzibur and the Bezdin. So in other words, we're going to understand the machloka between Rameyer and the Rabbanon as follows. Rameyer will be saying that the Tzibur is exempt from the Parahelm Dovish at Tzibur, because according to Rameyer, it's not the Tzibur that brings the Parahelm Dovish at Tzibur, it's only the Bezdin. Whereas the Rabbanon say that the Bezdin and the Tzibur bring, and that's why the Tzibur is not exempt, because they have to contribute in bringing the Parahelm Dovish at Tzibur. Vibay Seima. Another way of explaining the machlokus of Rameyer Rabbanon is Shevich Osbaros Bezdin, where it was a Shevet that followed their Bezdin's erroneous psak. Oman Chachamim, and who is the Chachamim in this Braisa? It'll be Rabbi Yehuda he, that we're going to learn, Rabbi Yehuda teaches us, Shevich Osbaros Bezdin, if a Shevet followed his Bezdin, Oysa Shevet Chayiv, that Shevet is Chayiv to bring a Parahelm Dovish of Tzibur. The Rabbanon hold that Shevet is chayv to bring a parahelm dovish at Tzibur, and that's what this Bryce is saying. Rameyer is, however, of the opinion, again an opinion that we will discuss at great length as we get further into our Masechta, that holds that if a Shevet gives an erroneous psak, that Shevet doesn't have, if a Bezdin of a Shevet gives an erroneous psak, that Bezdin, that Shevet does not have to bring a parahelm dovish at Tzibur, and that will be the subject of the machlokes of Rameyer Rabbanon. Vibay same, a fourth way of explaining the machlokes of Rameyer Rabbanon is referring to a situation kikon shechatu shisha, which six shvatim followed Bezdin, the Rebbe Shekol. You have only six shvatim, but they represent the majority of the population of Klal Yisrael. A shiva, where you have seven shvatim that did it, they followed Bezdin's erroneous psak. Abish and Rubin Shekol, even though they're not the majority of Klal Yisrael. Umasnei Samani, and whose opinion will the opinion of the Rabbanon in these brises be? It'll be the opinion of Shimon ben Lazar. The Tanya of Shimon ben Lazar, Oyim Shmoy, Chot the Shishi ve Rubin Shekol, if Shishi Shvatim follow Bezin's erroneous psak, but they represent the majority of the population of Klal Yisrael, or Shiva, or the Sivish Shvatim, Abish and Rubin Shekol, even though they're not the majority of Klal Yisrael, Chayovim the Mechayiv to bring a Parahelm Dovish at Tzibur, whereas Rameyer's opinion will be that we have to have both a majority of the Shvatim and a majority of the population to be Chayiv a Parahelm Dovish at Tzibur. Actually, our Gemara just gave no less the four different possible explanations of the machlokes Ramei Chachamim that doesn't require that they should be arguing over the issue of Yochid Shasa by Ras Bezdin. And if we look in the Achroinim give even other explanations. They speak about the case where we discussed some of these halachas, where there was a psak given by Bezdin, an erroneous psak, but the person got confused, halacha that we discussed at length, a question if Bezdin what's Bezdin's obligation if people are forgiving an erroneous psak, even if it's in the majority of Klal Yisrael? There are many different opinions how to explain this machloikis. So the maskon of the Gemara, the way the Mefarshim explain, it's very obvious that the machloikis of Yochid Shasa Baroas Bezdin is not a machloikis of Ramei and Rabbanan. It is a machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, and it's our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Amar Vasi Ubahirah, when it comes to, as we have been learning, to be chayiv a parahelm dovish at Tzibur, we have to have a situation that most of Klal Yisrael followed Bezdin's erroneous psak. Says the Gemara, when we look who is considered most of Klal Yisrael, Holach Acher Rav Yoshev Etz Yisrael, we follow most of the people who live in Etz Yisrael. Shnemar, and there's a pasuk that teaches us this, because the pasuk says, when Shlomo HaMelech inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, Yash Shlomo Beis Ahi Yasachag, the Kol Yisrael Imoy Kahal Godel, Melevoy Chamos Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu, They made this huge gathering. Shivas Yomim v'Shivas Yomim Abbas Yomim. The celebration lasted 14 days. Says the Marmichti. Now let's analyze the Pasuk. Ksiv, in the Pasuk it says, V'kol Yisrael imoy kal godl. It says the entire congregation participated. It says the Gemara, Mavoy Chadmos Anach Mitzrayim Lamali. Why does the Pasuk have to continue identifying the people and from where they came, the boundaries? Shmamina. Because these boundaries are actually the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. And we learn from here, Hani Hu De Ikri Kol, it's only the people within these boundaries that are considered part of, that consider the Kol. Ava Hanoch, anyone else, not from Eretz Yisrael, La Ikri Kol. And even though, as Tosfos points out, this is a Pasuk in Navi, and we have a rule that Divrei Torah, Medivrei Kabbalah Lo Yepinin, we don't learn a halacha that refers to the Raisa, the halacha Paralam Davish Atzibur, we don't learn from Divrei Kabbalah, from a Pasuk in Navi. Here Tosfos says it's only a Gili Milsa, the definition of a Gili Milsa being that it's only a way to how to understand the explanation of a word, and a Gili Milsa, we do learn Divrei, that how to define a word, that we can learn Divrei Torah, Medivrei Kabbalah. That's how Tosfos learns. The Maran Masada says that even though normally Divrei Torah, Medivrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalpina, here it's a whole different approach. Here's because the words Melevoi Chamos Anach Mitzrayim, as we just pointed out, are superfluous. And when we have superfluous words, there we have a right to learn even Divrei Torah, Medivrei Kabbalah. Davni Nezer, based on this Gemara, says we see here that the Gemara clearly teaches us that only a Kahal of Eretz Yisrael is considered a Kahal. Therefore, he says, we understand, we know there's a very important concept in Halacha of Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zelazel. Says Davni Nezer, that concept only began once Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael. For he says it's along the same reason. The reason being that it's only considered a Kol when we're in Eretz Yisrael. Anything outside of Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is not under those circumstances really considered a kol. And that's why he goes on to explain that the halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh only took place in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael we have a concept that all of Klal Yisrael is considered one kol. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is not really considered one kol. Continues the Gemara. Pshita. Before we go further, a word of introduction. We've discussed in our introductory remarks, actually, to the Masechta, that there are, we've learned, and we're learning, the halacha of Parhelm Dovish Otzibur, which means when Beznan issues erroneous psak, and most of Klal Yisrael follows that psak, the special carbon, not the carbon chattis is brought, but the Parhelm Dovish Otzibur is brought. We've also discussed that if a Nasi does an Aveira, he doesn't bring the regular Karban Chatas. If a Kain HaMashiach, if the Kain Gadol does an Aveira, he also doesn't bring the regular Karban Chatas. We're going to learn further in our Masechta question, what happens if somebody did an Aveira before he was the Nasi, before he was the Kain Gadol, so he would be Chayv Karban Chatas, and then he was appointed to be Nasi Kain Gadol? What is the Halacha? The Rabbanan are of the opinion that it brings the Karban Chatas. Rav Shimon says he doesn't bring anything. So now, says the Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious that if we have a situation that Merubim v'Nismatu, the first most of Klal Yisrael did an Aveira, but then they no longer most of Klal Yisrael. The simple way of explaining it, a little not easy to explain, is that many of the people who did the Aveira passed away. And therefore, we don't have any more Arayv that did the Aveira. Or, if we want to connect it particularly to the previous Gemara, it's referring to a situation that many of the people who did the Aveira, from the people who did the Aveira, they left Eretz Yisrael. And as we just finished learning, people who don't live in Eretz Yisrael are not counted in deciding do we have Arayv or not. Furthermore, Rashi clearly indicates that our Gemara is following the opinion that if a Yochid follows the Psak of Bezdin, he doesn't bring a Karban Chatas. Because if he would bring a Karban Chatas, then the entire discussion of the Gemara wouldn't be relevant. But rather here we're referring that it was a Roiv and a Smatu. They're no longer a Roiv. Says the Gemara, that seems to be Haina Plukta Rav Shimon Rabbanan. It's the exact same Machlokes that we just quoted of Shimon and the Rabbanan. We're according to the Rabbanan, since they were Chayiv in a Parahalm Dovish at Sibur. Just like the Yochid who did a Averis Chayiv Karban Chatas, that Chayiv doesn't go away. Here too, the Chayiv of Parahalm Dovish at Sibur doesn't leave. And Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, says that just like the person who became the Nasi doesn't have to bring carbon, so too will the people not have to bring any carbon. But what would be the Haloch, asked the Gemara? Mu'utav in Esravu Mai. We started off with a Miyut that did the Avera, and now they became a Roiv. Now they became a Roiv, because from the people who didn't do the Avera, some of them passed away. Now it's Roiv of Klal Yisrael did the Avera. Ask the Gemara, Mi Pligi Rav Shimon Rabbanan, is this the same Machloikas of Rav Shimon Rabbanan? Do we say, Rav Shimon, the Ozel Bas Yediyah, Rav Shimon says, we look at the moment that he became aware of his Avera. So since when they became aware of an Avera, that they Bezdin had issued an erroneous Pesach, and now Bezdin retracts, they are a Rabbin, so they'll be Chayiv a Karham Davish Tzibur. However, Rabbanon, they look at the Azli Bas Chatas, they look at the moment the Avera was done, and when the Avera was done, they weren't arrived. So Patri, there won't be a Chayiv a Parham Davish Tzibur. Aloy, or perhaps we say that the two situations are not similar. Because the case of a Hedyot who became a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi, there was a Chayiv Chatas. The only question is, does that Chayiv Chatas remain? However, as we said, we're following the opinion here that Yochid Sh'asa P'aroz Bezdin is Potter. So here we started off with a situation where there was no Chayiv Karban. Now the question is, can we have a situation where originally there was no Chayiv Karban change to become a Chayiv Karban? Says the Gemara, Mai. What is the halacha? The Tezbura says the Gemara, how could you compare the two situations? Aim at the Shamali Rav Shimon. As we've been quoting the opinion of Rav Shimon that says that the Hedyot that became a Nasi or the Hedyot that became a Kohen Gadol, he's Potter. Why? Because Rav Shimon's opinion is the also Af Bas Yediyah. Hech Davidiyah V'chatos B'chiyav. According to Shimon, to have a Chiyav, you have to have a Chiyav that both at the time of the Avera and at the time that he became aware of the Avera, he was in the same status. Yediyah D'loy Chata, but let's say there was only an awareness. But when he did the Avera, there was no Chiyav Mishamatlei. Didn't came, because if Rabbi Yehuda would have followed the opinion that we only look at the moment that he became aware of the Avera, so why does Rabbi Shimon say that the person who became the Kohen Gadol, the person who became the Nasi is Potter? He became aware that he did an Aveiru when he was the Nasi of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore Laisi Kahashta. He ought to bring the carbon that he's Chayiv to bring as a Kohen Gadol or as a Nasi. But that's not what Rav Shimon says. Rav Shimon says that he's entirely Potter. Why? Because Rav Shimon Chatav Yidei Bai. He requires that there should be the same status both when the Aveiru was committed and when he became aware of the Aveiru. Otherwise, there's no Chayiv carbon. And therefore here too, since they were originally, when they did the Aveiru, a Miut, there was no Chayiv Karban Chatas, even though in the time there was a Yediyah, they were a Ribuy, and there would normally be a Chayiv Parahalm Davish at Sibur, there can never be a Chayiv Karban, according to Shimon, unless we have the Chayiv both by the time of the Avera and by the time that they became aware of the Avera, which clearly here we don't have. Ibaruhu, ask the Gemara another question. Hayr Bezdin Chaylev Mutter. Bezdin Paskin that Chaylev is Mutter. Vosami the kol and a minority of the kol followed that psak. Then the chazru Bezdin behen. Bezdin retracted from that psak. Vahiru, and then again they passed incorrectly the chayil of his mutter. Vosami the achra. Maho. What is the halacha? Can these two groups be mitzdarf? Do we say kim nishtei yediyas nenu? Since they were two separate yediyas, since this happened in two separate acts, loy mitzdarf, these two groups cannot combine. Adum kim and the idi chelifu, the both psakim were regarding chelif. The aloch is the mitzdarf, and we now have a roiv and the bechiyev of kavan. Chiv of Parham Davishat Zibra. And the Karen Ira points out that our Gemara clearly is following the opinion that Yochach Osbay Ros Bezdin is Potter. Because if a Yochach Osbay Ros Bezdin is Chayv Kar Mechatus, so this Miut became Chayv Kar Mechatus. So they already have a Chiv Kar Mechatus, they can't transfer into Chiv Parham Davishat Zibra. It's only because there was no Chiv Kar Mechatus does our Gemara discuss. the Gemara discuss the situation that what would be the halacha. Furthermore, the Chaznish points out that this is not similar to what we learned before of Mi'utiv and Nisrabu that we just learned in the previous Gemara. The Mi'utiv and Nisrabu, everybody agrees that they're potter, because in the case of Mi'utiv and Nisrabu, it's a situation where it's not a new group. Here, it's a entirely new group, and the question is, can these two groups combine? Furthermore, the Achroinim and Rishonim discuss how could we have such a situation that Bezdin first says something is Mutter, then Osir, and then they say about the same thing, Mutter Osir. Once Bezdin said something is Mutter, and then they said it's Osir, and you can't change that fact. So some explain that it's only another Bezdin who can't change the Psak, but if it's the same Bezdin could change its Psak. Others explain that's only on the same piece of meat that they can't change the Psak. Here we're not talking, obviously, about the same piece of meat. It's only the question in Halacha that's a similar question in Halacha, and therefore the decision could change. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out, we're going to learn a Gemara later in our Shir, that anything that Tzedokim agree, that's so obvious that even Tzedokim agree is Osir, there is no din of Parham Dovish Tzibur. Chelev is a pasuk in the Torah. So how could there be an issue of Parham Dovish Tzibur over Chelev? Explain the Rishonim that since the laws and the customs regarding Chelev are so many and intricate, even though the basic concept of chelev certainly is a deraisa, but all the various details are not, and it's not, and it's not, and therefore it's not something that tzedokim moedim ba. Vimtim tzloima, continue the Gemara. Kim de idi chelev hu mitzdarf, since both of them are chelev, therefore the two groups could combine. What would be the halacha mit bechelev shogaba keva? Some one psak was regarding chelev on the stomach. Umid bechel shagabadaka, another psak was regarding chelev on the intestines. Mal, hachavad kim de krei kroy kaasi. Since these two rules come from two separate psukim, loim staff, the two groups can't combine. Or dem kiv in the idi chelevu, since they're both referring to chelev, mitstarf they can combine. Vim tim tzloima, continues the Gemara. Since it's shem chelevu, it's all about chelev, therefore the mitstarf, what will be the halacha, mit bechelev, umid bedam mal? One psak was regarding chelev and one regarding dam. Hachavade, do we say, kivin the trei isurim nenu, since they're two different isurim, the kivin the isurim shava, en isurim shava, Rashi explains that the halacha of chelev is only by a chaya, the halacha of dam applies both to the hamas and chayas. The ki oidilma, or perhaps, continues the Gemara, since Karbon and Shava, there's the same carbon chatos, therefore the halacha will be that they mitzdarf. Vim tim tzloimer. And if we'll say, continues the Gemara, kiven the karbon and Shava, since they have the same carbon, both chelev and dam, mitzdarf, that's why the two groups can combine. What will be the halacha meet by chelev and meet by avodah kechavin? One psak was regarding chelev, and one psak was regarding avodah zar mahu. Hacha. Here certainly ain't Isur and Shava. They don't have, they're not the same Aveira. Furthermore, Van Kabon and Shava, as we're going to learn, there's a special Karmachatas that's brought when they transgress Avodah Zarah, and therefore they certainly are not Mitztarif. Oidil Makivin De'idi, when they transgress B'meizid, Mitztarif. Ask the Rishonim, the Meiri, the Achronim already discuss what carbon would we bring under these circumstances. Dor Chai, Dor Sameach, and the Chaim Brisker say that no carbon could be brought. It's when we say mitzdarfim, it only means mitzdarf that they don't bring a carbon chatos. But since they don't have the same chiv carbon, no carbon would be brought. Others say, the Chazon Ish says that we would bring both a carbon paral and davish tzibur and a carbon chatos. And the Stipler says we'd only bring a carbon chatos. Says the Gemara Teiku, this question remains unanswered. Continues the Gemara. Ibailu. Hara bezn shechel mutter. Bezdin paskin the chel was mutter. Vosamir akol. And a minority of the tzibur followed that psak. And then mace oisa bezdin. And then that bezdin passed away. And says the Gemara, vomit bezdin acha v'chozuran. And now, v'chozuran, now another bezdin gets up and makes the same erroneous psak. Vosamir acha. And now we have another miut. Now the question is, do these two groups combine? Says the Gemara. Alibud Amandama, as we discussed earlier in our shir, there's a machloikas tanoim who exactly brings the parham davish tzibur. Is it the bezdin or is it the tzibur? Says the Gemara. Alibud Amandama bezdin maisi. According to the opinion, the bezdin's the one that brings the parham davish tzibur loyt boilach. Then we have no room for a question. The last one, the first bezdin is not here, so there's no question if they could bring a parham davish tzibur. The question is Alibud Amandama tzibur maisi. It's according to the mandam that it's the tzibur that brings the parham davish tzibur. Mai, do we say tzibur hakoy? The tzibur is still here, and since the tzibur is still here, they should bring the parham davish tzibur. Adama, yidia dahu bezdin the harbinin. We need that the bezdin that issued the erroneous psak should become aware that they issued a erroneous psak, and here that bezdin is no longer here to become aware of their mistake. And since they're no longer here that, to be aware of their mistake, they cannot be chayv in a parham davish tzibur, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Meish Yoshva Lahiris, of 100 people sat down to Paskin and Shailah. So the Mefarshim are all disturbed. We know that the halach is that the maximum amount of people we could have in Sanhedrin is 71. So how do we even have 100 people sitting in a bezdin? So some explain, when the Gemara says that the maximum number is 71, it means you never need more than 71. But if you want to have more than 71, you can have more than 71. Others explain that indeed they shouldn't have had this number, but that's what happened, that we had 100 people sitting. Another pshat is, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, the Lita Gemara says, that if one of the Talmidim who was sitting there issued an opinion, he is brought onto the Bezdin, and he remains at the Bezdin all day. And here we had a circumstance that a lot of Talmidim offered their opinion, and we ended up with 100 people. Others say, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Avinu Ezel, say that it's only by Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos that we never have more than 71. But by issues of Esav HaHeter, we're allowed to have more than 71. And as we've been learning, we're primarily here discussing situations that are Esav VeHeter. And therefore you can have more than 71. The Stipler also points out that the number 100 is really not an accurate number, because we can never have 100 members of a Bezdin, ain't Bezdin Shokel. It means that we have many members of the Bezdin. And therefore, says Rabbi Yonasan, Mei Shiyosh Tal Hiris, if 100 people sat down in the Bezdin, ain't Chayovim, there is no Chiyah Paralam Devash Tzibur, Atsher Kul, unless they all agree to the Psak. They all agree to the erroneous psak. Shlemer, because the pasuk says, "V'mkol adas Yisrael yishgu, achi yishgu kulam." They all make the same mistake. Achi tishrei roi b'kol adas Yisrael. Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Oishia, hachanan mistabra. It makes sense. The kol atar kol kaima. Normally the halach is rubik kula, v'hachiksiv. But here it says kol adas. Why does the Torah says the word kol adas? To teach us hoil v'kach afilu emei. To teach us that you have to have the entire group. Tanan asked the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah. Hayu bezdin the Bezdin issued a psak. V'yada echem en shetol, and somebody knows that Bezdin made a mistake, I talmud for a royal law, v'asapim, and that person followed the erroneous psak, and we learned in the Mishnah, ben shos v'asimah, ben shos v'asachreim, ben shos v'asimah, is that halacha reza chayiv. He has to bring a korban chatas, neshloi tol v'bezdin. He didn't rely on Bezdin. What do we see? Hai hu dechayiv. This person who knows the Bezdin made a mistake is chayiv to bring a korban chatas. Ha'achar, but anyone else will be potter for being a korban chatas. We don't have everybody agreeing to the psak, and we don't have everybody agreeing to the psak. Rabbi Yonasan says that everybody doesn't agree. It's not the case of Paralam Dovish at Sibber. Answers the Gemara. Hachamai Skinen. This person didn't agree, but he nodded his head. And as the Chazon Ish explains, the reason he nodded his head is because he assumed that he shouldn't be going against the Roiv. So he himself has to bring in Korban Chatos because he shouldn't be following Bezdin's Psak because he knows Bezdin is wrong. We discussed this in the previous year. There's no Dinah Mitzvah L'Shmai Divrei Chachamim here. But on the other hand, says the Gemara, that he didn't, since it seems that he concurred, we have a situation that everybody concurred, and that's why Parahelm Dovish at Sibir is brought. Toshma. We're going to learn a Mishnah on Daf Talit. Hayre Bezdin, and Bezdin is Shinu Psak. V'yodah Echemem Chetol. And somebody knows that they made a mistake, V'omlehem, and he said to them, you made a mistake, Harei Eilu Peturim, then there's no din of a Parahelm Dovish at Sibir. Ask the Gemara, Tam the Omlehem, time out to him, the it's only because he clearly said you're making a mistake. There's no did a parallel dovish's tzibur. Hashasik mishtik. If he would have remained silent, even though he is not concurring, chayovim, there would be chayiv. The gomalai ra, and there would be a chiyuv parallel dovish's tzibur. V'mai, v'loi haru kulan. Even if he didn't protest, he didn't agree. And if he didn't agree, Rabbi Yonasan says we need to have total agreement for parallel dovish's tzibur. Amri Al-Khanami, here too it's referring to a case, Kigoyin Shaherkin Varoishai. Ask the Mepharshim, if so, ask the Taishas Arosh, if the halach is that he doesn't have to say you're mistaken, as long as he doesn't agree, then there's no Param Dovish at Sibur, so that Mishnah should have told us a bigger Chiddush. Then not only if he didn't say, if did he say he's making a mistake, but even he just didn't agree. So answer the Taishas Arosh, if Mishnah would have been referring to a case where he just remained silent, we would have thought that he's potter, that there's no parallel davish at Sibur, even when he nodded his head, which we're learning now is not true. That's why, to avoid making that error, the Mishnah says the case that if he says you're making a mistake, there is no question, there's no chiyuv parallel davish at Sibur. Master Mishashia, some chorav ben sen al divrei Reb Shimon ben Elazar, al divrei Reb Elazar ben Tzadik, our Chazal relied on what these Tanoim said. Shayimrim, ain't goes from gzera l'tzibur. We never make a gzera on the community. Elm came roiv at tzibur yichayim lamaba. Only if most of the tzibur can comply. V'amar avad b'rava mikro. V'meir atanorim oisi atam koyim magoy kula. V'achad eksiv goy kula. The pasuk says a goy kula, and yet we have the rule, the rubik kula dami, that we follow that roiv is enough. So we see that even if the Torah says roiv, kol, it means rubik kula, to yufta the Rabbi Yonasan that says that you have to have the entire group agree. However, I saw that the Mepharshim teach us that in Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur, in the davening, we're careful to say meloich akol ha'olam kuloi. So the question is, why do we say meloich akol ha'olam kuloi? Says the Taz, because even though we're saying in our Gemara now the rubik kula, but when it comes to tefillah, we want to be extremely explicit, and that's why we say meloich akol ha'olam kula. There should be no room for mistaking. And in fact, the Mepharshim say the Rashi says the pika kairich should be keichaya ma ro l'shtoseh. Ask the Mepharshim, for where do we know that kairich was such a smart person? Answer Mepharshim, because Kairach too was very careful in his wording, and he said ki kol ha'eda kulai kula kol ha'eda kula kadoshim. He was very careful to say kol ha'eda kulai, that there should be no question that he meant rubai kulai. says the Gemara, Velamai, but the Torah does use the word Koladas. Ask them, Velamai Koladas to come Rechmona. What does the Torah mean with the word Koladas? Says the Gemara, Iyik Kulam, you have to have the entire court there. If the entire court is there, have a Hayra. But if you don't have the entire court there, lo have a Hayra, it's not considered a Hayra that there should be a Chiyiv of a Parahelm Dovish, etc. Arab Shua, Asar Shiyosh Medin, if 10 people sit in the Din Torah, and the Mefarshim should point out that the reason the Gemara says that it's the number 10, to teach us that you have the Shechina there, Kol Torah B'tzava Kolon, they all are responsible for a Psak. Says the Gemara Peshita, and the Gemara Kol Kamashman, the Gemara is teaching us that feel of Talmud B'fnei Rabbi, if a Talmud is sitting there and he knows that the Rebbe made a mistake and he doesn't say something, he will be held responsible. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna ki avin nafkel beidina. Rav Huna, when he would go to Bezdin, ma'isi asar tonei de bei Rav kamei, he would bring 10 tanoim with him. Keicha de namtin shiva b'kshura, everybody should get a chip from the beam. They should all share the responsibility of the psak. And here too, I saw the Mefarshim point out, the Gra points out, that the Gemara here uses ki avin nafkel beidina, which means he says there are two types of dentaris. There's a Din Torah, he says, where both parties are agreeable to go to the Din Torah. And then there's a Din Torah where they have to be forced. Says the Gemara, when we had Nafak L'Beidina, when it was a Din Torah that they had to be forced to appear, he was careful to take Tanoim, great Talmid Chachamim, that both parties would be more satisfied in accepting the Psak. Says the Gemara, Vashi, you have a Maisa Tafs L'Kameh, when a piece of meat was brought to Rav Ashi to Paskin if it was kosher, not kosher, he would bring 10 butchers and put them in front of him. He wants to make sure that the responsibility should be shared by everybody. Says the Gemara, Hira Bezdin. A Bezdin issued a psak. The Yodu Shatol, and they recognized they made a mistake, and they retract. Whether they already brought the Param Devash Tzibur, whether they did not yet bring the Param Dovash Tzibur, the whole of us appeared, and somebody went and fell their psak. Rav Shimon Paiter, Rav Shimon says he still doesn't have to bring a Karmel Chattis. Rav Elazar is a Sofik, Rav Elazar says it's a Sofik, and therefore an Oshem Tolu should be brought. A is a Sofik, however, says the Gemara, when is it considered a Sofik? When it's Yashalai B'tai Pesoy, when he was sitting at home, that's Chayiv, that's when he has to bring an Oshem Toli. However, Holochoy Labdina Siyom, if he was overseas, Rav Elazar agrees that he's parted that he doesn't have to do anything. Amar Akiva, B'nait Ani Bezeh, I agree with somebody who traveled overseas, Shukarav Uptom and Achayva, that he should not have to bring a carbon. Amar Ben Azai, Maishno Zeman Ayoshba Beisoy, why is somebody overseas parted from an Oshem Toli? Somebody at home, Chayiv and Oshem Toli? Answers Rabbi Kiva, somebody at home should have heard Bezdin's retraction. But the person's on overseas, he had no way of hearing Bezdin's retraction. If Bezdin went and they wanted to take out an entire law from the Torah, Omar, he said, a need of a Torah, there's no din of need in the Torah. And Shabbos in the Torah, there's no din of Shabbos in the Torah. And Oivik Chavim in the Torah, there's no din of Avodah Zarah in the Torah. Harel Paturim, there is no din of Parahelm Dovash at Tzibur. However, Horer Levatal Mitzvahs, Lekai Mitzvahs, but if they pass in a Shaila that the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah will remain and part of the mitzvah will be uprooted, Harel Chiyofim, Ketzad. What are examples? Amru, Yesh Nidah B'Torah, there is a din of a Nidah in the Torah. However, as we always say when we give this Gemara, we have to emphasize that this is the din midaraisa, not bisman hazeh. A woman's life is a cycle of 7 days and 11 days. During the 7 days, she becomes a nida, and even if she sees dam all 7 days, once she stops, she goes to the mikvah. Then she has 11 days through which she can become a zava. If she sees dam for 1 day or 2 days, if she's clean for 1 day, it's a shmeras yom kenegad yom. She goes to the mikvah and she's fine. If she sees dam for 3 days, she's zava and she requires zayin nekiyim. So here to amr yesh nida b'tayra, a woman who sees dam for 1 or 2 days during the Meizivas Potter, or Yesh Shavs the Torah. They agreed the Shavs and Torah. Ava Mitzvah Mishasayok Shusram Potter. Yesh Shavetz Kacham the Torah. Ava Mishtach for somebody bows down to Avodah Zarah's Potter. Harei Eilu Chayovim. This is a case where there is a din of Parayam Dover. Shatzibar. Shnam Vinelim Dover. Dover. Part of the rule Loi Kalagov. Amar Yudam Rav, my time with Rav Shimon, what is the reason for Rav Shimon who holds that if a person, even if Bezdin retracted from its psak, they still a person who doesn't have to bring a carbon chattis? Ha'il Rav Shimon Bezdin also. He thought the Bezdin, he's following the psak of Bezdin. Ikadamri, Amar Yudam Rav, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Shua, Kalai Rosh Yot Barai Tzibur, any psak that most of Klai Yisrael heard, Yochad Oysoy Soy, Potter. If a Yochid follows that psak, he doesn't have to bring a carbon chattis. Even the Bezdin reversed themselves. The entire point is that we should know if it was Berabim or not Berabim. Once the Bezdin made a psak that everybody knows, it's considered a situation that there's no chiv carbon chattis. We collect from the people. We don't rely on the money in the Truma Salishka. What's Pshat B'Tchila? Two Pshatim. One Pshat B'Tchila is that we collect from the Tzibur. Another Pshat is we collect from the Tzibur. And only if there is not enough funds from the Tzibur do we then go to the individuals. Do we go to the Tzibur's money? Yudaymer, Truma Salishka Nabon. Amai. So now, according to Rav Shimon, that the money is collected from individuals, how could the person not be aware of Bezdin's retraction? Kiven the Gavlu have lehoida. If they're collecting money, everybody's aware of Bezdin's retraction. And why is he therefore part from Karmel Chattis? Ibai Seim Kagon Shigov Stam. They collected without notifying for what they're collecting. Ibai Seim Kagon de Lehavel of Emosa. This person wasn't in town when they collected. That's why he's not aware of the retraction. But we learned a different brayse, just the opposite. We collect from the community, the Rabbi Yehuda. Since it came from Truma Salishkin, he wouldn't necessarily know that Bezdin reversed itself, and therefore his following the Pesach of Bezdin doesn't require that he bring a Karmel Chattis.